About 50 to 60% both days with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The former mayor of Prattville, Gray Price, has died at the age of 76. Price served as mayor of Prattville from 1980 until 1992. Current Mayor Bill Gillespie says, quote, Gray Price's visionary leadership laid the foundation for Prattville to evolve into the city we are today. Crews are working to restore power in parts of Montgomery after storms moved through Monday evening. Montgomery Fire Station number 12 at the corner of Norman Bridge and East South Boulevard has minor roof damage. No injuries were reported. And Alabama News Network is teaming up with Ty and Doll Incorporated and Winn-Dixie to make sure kids have something to eat. Our 5th annual Stuff the Truck is this Saturday. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items to donate to MPS students. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New York's police commissioner fired the officer at the center of the Eric Garner case more than 5 years after his death became a rallying cry for the Black Lives Matter movement.
In the Virgin Islands, where Jeffrey Epstein called home, a will filed before his death in federal custody. It was signed 2 days before his death.
The fatal attack on campus took place just days before students returned to Cal State Fullerton. A retired administrator found stabbed multiple times in his own car.
A father in Texas is accused of letting his 12-year-old daughter drive in a crash that killed a man and his dog.
President Trump has confirmed that his administration has discussed the possibility of buying green land from Denmark.
Essentially, it's a large real estate deal.
Tesla is trying to boost its solar panel business by letting customers rent the panels instead of buying them.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. And then any caller can get in on this weekly farm market. To hear how good this weekly farm market is, let me bring in Red Top. Red Top, are you having Gouda withdrawals?
Man, you better believe it. And you know, there was an explosion at my house last night.
Really? What happened?
I bit into that red bell pepper.
Oh, man.
It exploded. I knew I'd get you with that. No, it is literally an explosion of flavor.
It really is. I had one that I cooked on Saturday. I had it last night on a salad. It was great.
Yes. Do you use your flamethrower? Is the flamethrower for use inside on a limited scale?
It can be if I need to do it. I normally use it outside.
Do you flamethrow your cheese on top of your hamburger? Do you toast it or use it to toast bread, too. A lot of folks use those things to toast bread, don't they?
They do. I have not cooked a cheeseburger in a while, so I have not done that.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh. I'm getting to where I love homemade cheeseburgers, especially with a slice of good. It's about $1 a slice, but hell, it's worth it.
There you go.
This stuff with the attorney generals, what is it, New York and New Jersey, complaining about the green card stuff and talk. They just need to stop talking about Ellis Island. My mother came through Ellis Island. She took a long time to get her there. She had to be completely prepared when she got there with her sponsors and all that kind of stuff, or she wasn't going to come on. You just don't walk onto Ellis Island and get in the United States, as far as I know.
Yeah, no, he's right.
Her sponsor was a colonel and his Italian wife here in Montgomery. They were lifelong friends of ours till they all passed away. And a lot of preparations had to be made to get my mother, my grandmother, and my godmother here from Belgium. And it's just unfair to all these people who go through the right steps to just say, you know, anybody can walk into Ellis Island and get in here with just a suitcase. That's not the way life goes.
It isn't. Let me ask you something, Rita. What approximately what year did she come into the United States?
1948, because she met my dad. She was a war bride. She met him in Brussels, and he came back here. And it took about 3 years. It took 3 years from 1945 till 1948 to get her ready to come to America so they could get married.
So they were married here.
Yes, Forest Avenue Methodist Church.
All right. No,
that picture of them standing on the front. And of course, it's black and white, but it's a great picture. And I do believe that's the last time he went to church, to tell you the truth. Because my mother was Catholic. He wasn't about to go to catechism.
Okay, so let me make
way
sure.
Too much fun.
Let me make sure I've got this right. So they met when he was in the Army, and they met in Belgium?
In Brussels, in the American occupation.
Okay, and so then he came home, and then he got her to come here?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
With a sponsor, like I said, his name was Colonel Jacob and Jeanette Jacobs, and they had to sponsor her. She had to have a job, which was at my dad's grocery store, and be healthy. She had all kinds. They had to make sure all her vaccinations, and she was healthy. And believe me, she was healthy. God, people came in the store just to look at that beautiful red-headed Belgian woman. I'll tell you that. Because there wasn't many of them around.
No,
and they would always
not in Montgomery, Alabama.
No, and they would ask my dad, they would go, how in the world did you talk this woman into marrying you? He was a good talker, though.
I like that.
But, I mean, these people work hard to get to this country, so let's not cheat the folks out of what they worked for by just letting any idiot in.
And well, I agree. Let me tell you, I've got a client who has a child that married someone from Mexico, and I mean, they spent thousands and thousands of dollars and waited a long time to get them here.
Yeah, it takes 2 or 3 years.
And a lot of money.
But once you're here, you've done it right. There's no issues ever again. So that's the way to do it. But, I mean, people will go to college 4 years. Why can't they prepare to become a U.S. citizen for 3 years? It's very much worth it, as great as this country is, to make that investment. And people who don't want to make that investment may maybe not want to come here for the right reasons, you reckon?
Well, they want to come here because of economic opportunity, mainly jobs.
Right. But see, that's not necessarily... That's all well and fine, but a country needs to need these people and these jobs and these skills. That's the way the ball game's played in every country.
I'm totally in agreement with you, and as I have said for years, the Democrats look the other way and the Republicans look the other way. The Republicans wanted cheap labor, and so they kind of, you know, look the other way to get cheap labor in here for roofing, for building, for chicken processing, things like that, and working out in farms in Iowa. And it was good to their bottom line, but it was bad for the country.
Yeah, and they both did did a bad turn on the American people, the Democrats and the Republicans. That's why me and Joey ain't a member of none of them parties. That's for sure. So, thank you guys for the time. Roll Tide, go Trump. Let's keep on going, folks.
You got it, Rich. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. News 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show on a Tuesday. Let's go to Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. My question, why has the left taken such a hard stance against Israel?
Well, it's a particular part of the left that's doing that, and it's really the Muslim sympathizers to Israel.
Well, can you say that, but the new California high school curriculum for ethnic studies has a activity where you write your legislator and ask them to stop supporting Israel financially.
It's interesting you said California, Tommy, because being a libertarian, on often a lot of these issues, you'll get divides in libertarian camps. And I've noticed libertarians that are out on the West Coast tend to be more, they see this from the side of the point of view of the Palestinians, whereas libertarians on other parts of the country see it more from the perspective of Israel. It's not really a libertarian thing. It's just whatever you think of the issue. But I've noticed people that grow up on the West Coast that I've met from there, their view of this scenario and what's going on there is very much what you just said.
What kind of background do you have?
Oh, one I know is Jewish.
It's the only country in the Middle East that's, what, democratic, that protects the rights of females and doesn't kill folks with the alternative lifestyles or however you want to say it. And it just makes you scratch your head and say, why are they doing this? Why are they so anti-Israel?
Well, and again, you have, and we were talking about this off mic, I mean, you have thousands upon thousands of years of this history between Jews and Muslims that's created to where we are right now. I'll get back to Ishmael.
Ben Shapiro points to the fact that if you're a liberal in the United States, you cannot see anybody that is successful and think that they got there by legitimate means. And they look at the Middle East and think that since Israel has money, and Israel is actually not taking money from everyone and spending it on terrorism, that Israel's at fault. It's just great.
Well, like I said, there's a lot of history that comes with that. Tommy, thanks for the telephone call, my friend. Yeah, we had Dr. Sorensen kind of go through that little bit of that history one time. That was really interesting. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Hey there, Mr. Dan. Thanks for what you do for all of us.
Absolutely.
This question is for Joey specifically. Joey, I know you're a libertarian, but when I hear your views on things, I don't know enough about libertarians to know where they stand and what is the significant difference belief systems between libertarians, Republican, and Democrats. What makes a libertarian a libertarian?
Well, I
and
think
I'll hang up and let you speak because I'd really like to know what it means to be a
this
libertarian.
This is a lot of splitting hairs in this answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say that's quite a big tent term. But I mean, in a phrase, they hold liberty to be the highest political end. And so essentially, you would treat the government only to secure basic rights and liberties, and beyond that, the government is going too far. Essentially, the government should only be, it's sort of the night watchman state. If we're going to have a government, it should defend life, your liberty, and property. And that's about it. And so a lot of the differences that you can hear from a lot of libertarians, say, with people on the left or conservatives, is on some of the cultural issues or certain problems in the society. Drugs is a good it, for instance. Libertarians don't think that the government, which is just people, really, at the end of the day, with authority, should be telling other people what to put in their own bodies. And, I mean, there's a long conversation with this, but I at the end of the day, kind of view myself these days, more history I read, as a classical liberal libertarian, in the sense of the people that founded the nation. And the, you know, constitutional government works, the dispersed power, across the many cities and the states, and I think we put too much power in the federal government. So practically speaking, I want to shrink the federal government, and I guess that puts me in the camp of a lot of people on the right. If I have to do practical politics, I tend to be on the right.
There you go. Yeah, shrinking government is one of our favorite things to do around here. Newstone 93.1. Demo show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Dan Morris Show. If you
listen, you can hear it. 272-9228, that's where we are. It's the motion in the music and the vibe beneath your feet. All the signs are right there. And a nice little flurry of telephone calls there. Appreciate that. I always like to hear from you guys. Makes the day go by faster. Let me see the clips, shall we sign? Don't mind. Ah. Planned Parenthood is getting some moolah removed from them. Let's listen in to Jan Crawford.
Planned Parenthood is giving up tens of millions of dollars in federal money over a new Trump administration rule that would restrict that would restrict, rather, its clinics from making abortion referrals. Planned Parenthood calls the new policy unethical and dangerous, saying that it could limit services to more than 1 million of its patients. Jan Crawford is outside a Planned Parenthood center in Washington. Jan, good morning to you. What's the potential impact of this decision?
Well, I mean, Planned Parenthood says that the new rule means that some low-income women who go to their clinics for birth control or other family planning services may not be able to get discounted rates and would then have to go somewhere else for that. In total, Planned Parenthood is turning down some $60 million a year.
We refuse to engage with an administration that is going to force us not to deliver the best possible care to our patients.
Planned Parenthood acting president and CEO Alexis McGill Johnson says her organization was forced out of the Title X funding by the Trump administration. Title X subsidizes family planning services for some 4 million women nationwide. Planned Parenthood says it has served about 40% of those patients that it says might now have to seek care elsewhere.
Okay, so this is all what they call the gag order, but it's about referring women over to the abortion side of the house, that they can no longer do that. So they could still do that. They're not accepting $50 million a year. So what do you think the true purpose of Planned Parenthood is all about? About abortion, right? Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, a couple of years ago, Pam was researching this company. She saw it on the TV. It's called SodaStream. And it's an Israeli company. As she researched it, she saw that they hired a lot of Palestinians, so-called Palestinians, to come in to work the factories at the SodaStream. So, you know, they were kind of proud of that. So it looks like some of these Israeli companies do try to support the legitimate peace-loving Palestinians by giving them employment. And I don't think that's mentioned very much, you know, to people that Israelis are very industrious people and, you know, have a lot of companies and they do employ a lot of the so-called Palestinians.
What type of business were they in?
SodaStream, you know, they had the ad of the, they have one machine and it makes Coca-Cola and grape and a lot of different types of beverages. You know, it's kind of, you put the container under the, and you can get a variety of drinks. You know, you just push the button as to what kind you want. And they were running a lot of promotions on TV, so she said, let's look into that. And so she looked at it. I'm not sure. I can't remember the symbol. I think it was SODA. But we decided not to go with it. But, you know, I did.
Is this the thing that you see on TV where you put the you have the bottle and it injects the carbonation into it, and then you mix, you put some type of you know, flavor in it? Is that what you're talking about?
I think so. Yes, sir. I can't remember the ad very well, but they did, you know, play it up as it made you want to, you know, want to drink, you know. It gave you all these varieties and flavors and everything.
Well, I don't need that to want a drink.
No, I mean, but yeah, but it was a multiple purpose server of that type, and so she realized, you know, looked into it. They've got a lot of companies like Teva, medical, you know, generic manufacturer, and so, but they're very industrious over there, and you know, they do employ a lot of the Palestinians, and I've never heard that mentioned by anybody. But
well, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
272-9228. Let's continue on with Jan Crawford and Planned Parenthood. They go back to court to try to get this thing changed.
The president has championed the rule for months with religious conservatives who have pushed for it.
We've issued a final rule to prohibit Title X taxpayer funding from subsidizing the abortion industry.
The impact will mean that people may choose to forego care. They may choose to delay their care until this is resolved. And that's what's unacceptable.
By law, the federal money could never be used to perform abortions. But under the new rule, clinics that receive money under Title X programs can no longer refer patients for abortions. The rule is almost identical to one issued by the Reagan administration and upheld in 1991 by the Supreme Court, but was reversed by President Bill Clinton in 1993.
Well, the reality is Planned Parenthood for years has been abusing Title X as a marketing slush fund. Women come into Planned Parenthood for birth control services, and then they're sold their abortion services.
Kristen Hawkins is president of Students for Life and advocated for the new Title X rule.
Women are still going to receive the same amount of access and care. They're just not going to be able to go to a Planned Parenthood, and they're not going to be receiving Title X funds for that.
Now, a federal appeals court in San Francisco is now considering whether or not to overturn the rule. Planned Parenthood also is taking the fight to Congress, trying to get legislation that would protect the funding. Meanwhile, the Trump administration says there are other organizations that will step up and provide these services for low-income women.
I'm kind of surprised that with all the liberal elites out there that they can't come up with $50 million to support something like that and just have it,
right,
no bars with it. Yeah, you know, it is back to getting government into things. And
that's the frustration. I don't want to essentially take over the show, but the whole idea, there's a libertarian strain, especially in both parties. And the reason you don't want government involved is because, you know, it's one thing if it shocks the conscience of the people for abortion to be legal. It's a whole other thing to say, now that you now have to fund it with your taxpayer dollars. And this is just one example why you don't want government directly funding things, because there might be a bunch of people who really disagree with that funding. What is being funded?
Well, and when you have government that's funding something, the purpose of why they're funding it needs to be drawn into question. And the concept is that, well, you're helping women. Well, are you really? And that's the problem. Is that, you know, when we were talking about that in the 1960s and what we knew in the 60s and 70s, mm-hmm, very different than what we know in 2019, particularly on a medical basis, as we had our physician in the studio talking about Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
But the sensitive teeth thing is getting old. Yeah. Time to say bye. Goodbye to the pain, because having sensitive teeth is just so lame. Crest gum and sensitivity turns your cough to
hey! 80% of sensitivity starts at the gum line. Treat it at the source with Crest gum and sensitivity. Crest, healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A Trump rule on legal immigrants getting more pushback.
America is a nation of immigrants. It was built by immigrants, and generations have landed on the welcoming shores of Ellis Island with nothing more than a dream in their pockets.
Attorney General Letitia James of New York, which along with Connecticut and Vermont, are the latest states to announce legal challenges to the public charge rule.
Rules announced last week, which effectively block green cards for many immigrants who use public assistance, including Medicaid and food stamps.
Fox's John Decker. Missouri businessman Randy Constant, the so-called mastermind of a massive organic food fraud scheme, has killed himself just days after being sentenced to 10 years. And airline trade groups anticipating record crowds will be flying over Labor Day weekend. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If your yard still needs some rain, there's a better than normal chance over the next few days that you're going to get rained on. Still, though, the storms will be random and not every town will get one. Triple-digit heat indices again today with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Tonight's low down to about 74. Tomorrow and Thursday, high temperatures in the middle 90s with that better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing. Then on Friday and Saturday, the rain chances bump up to about 50 to 60% both days with a high around 93. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Mike Pompeo was on CBS this morning. Oh, by the way, the girl that's in the picture with Prince Andrew is the former president of Australia's daughter.
Huh?
I know. And there's a guy who called the prince after Epstein was charged in Florida. And the prince basically said, he's a friend of mine. You're friends are loyal to each other, you know.
It keeps getting worse for the prince. Doesn't look good.
Prince is having a hard time with that. Let's do this. Let's pick up a story here on the southern border before we get into Mike Pompeo. America's Newsroom, southern border crossings. Down.
New developments at the southern border. Patrol agents picking up nearly 200 migrants trying to cross illegally into New Mexico. That is the second largest group this month as the overall number of apprehensions continues to fall. William Lajeunesse is live with more from our West Coast newsroom this morning.
Well, Sandra, not only have apprehensions dropped the last 2 months, so have the number of large groups. That's largely because Mexico, police and immigration there are cracking down like never before. Agents in Antelope Wells, New Mexico, that's near the Arizona border, they apprehended 194 migrants in Central America Sunday around 3 a.m. Now, things don't happen here by accident. The cartels still control the border. Most likely, I was told by an agent this morning that you had several small groups in stash houses who were brought to this area and they crossed together. Some may claim asylum, but right now there is plenty of capacity. They'll likely be held, and some will be sent back to Mexico to await their asylum hearing.
Sandra? So, William, what's the big picture? Where are we on immigration enforcement?
Hmm.
Well, from the administration's point of view, in spite of Congress, they're making progress. A year ago, we saw several caravans from Central America. That is not the case anymore. You have several large groups. They're conspicuous. In May, the Border Patrol apprehended 48 groups of 100 migrants or more. This month, under five. Mexico has troops on its southern and northern border. They're turning migrants back. They're pulling them off buses, and they're busing asylum seekers all the way back to the Guatemala border, making it very difficult for them to attend court hearings in San Diego or along the border. The administration also claims it's getting more cooperation from Central America to quickly deport migrants. Now, critics say this is all happening in violation of migrants' right to due process, that the administration is denying them access to the courts, to attorneys, and that conditions inside shelters are inhumane. Sending asylum seekers back to Mexico, they claim, is dangerous. So the bottom line is, immigration, as you know, is all about push and pull factors. And what happens next will depend on how migrants calculate the risk and reward of making that journey north as in the months ahead.
So how much credit does Donald Trump get on this issue? Zero. And everything he said about it was absolutely true. They're building the wall, and the places that they're building the wall and repairing the wall are working. They had a new section outside of San Diego that they replaced with this new wall, and the people couldn't They got stuck in between their two walls. There's the first wall, then the second wall that gets you in the United States. Well, the people got over the first wall, which is the older wall. They couldn't get over the second wall, so they got trapped in between, and they got captured.
Yeah, it creates kind of a buffer zone, no man's land there, without the, you know, landmines or anything. We don't need that. It makes common sense. It really does. It doesn't solve all the problems, but it makes
sense. Does is it slows them down where they can get to it. I mean, it's the Border Patrol sent the video out of these folks, and it absolutely made sense. Absolutely made sense. So let's see what we have here.
It was somebody's backside calling me.
Oh, okay. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, now let's move in with Mike Pompeo. Let's listen to Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo is going to be talking about ISIS and the new situation with them in Iraq.
There's a lot going on your plate. Listen, we've got new tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, protests in Hong Kong, North Korea testing short-range missiles. But we're going to start with ISIS because it's on the front page of the New York Times where they say that ISIS is regaining strength in Iraq and Syria. What's the reality of that?
So President Trump's been very focused on this. We executed a plan with 80 other countries to defeat ISIS. We were very successful.
Earlier this year, you said ISIS was done and done.
Yeah, what we've always said is the caliphate's been gone and that there's always risk that there'll be a resurgence, not just from ISIS. There's risk from Al-Qaeda, other radical Islamic terrorist groups. President Trump is very focused on making sure that we apply the right resources against the problem set everywhere to protect the homeland and keep the American people safe. We'll do that.
Is it gaining strength, in your opinion?
It's complicated. There's certainly places where ISIS is more powerful today than they were 3 or 4 years ago. But the caliphate is gone, and their capacity to conduct external attacks has been made much more difficult. We've taken down significant risk. Not all of it, but a significant amount. And we're very pleased with the work that we've done.
He is really good. And you're going to get out of this interview something that is kind of interesting. He's going to talk about his relationship with Trump and how he was for Marco Rubio and then he became a Trump person and how well they get along. It's really fascinating. Now he's going to talk about Iran and the Strait of Hormuz.
Let's go to the Strait of Hormuz because top Iranian officials, as you know, are getting tough with us, saying the United States to act with wisdom. Another Iranian official said there would be grave consequences if the U.S. acts there. What's the situation in the Strait of Hormuz right now? So people are concerned, Mr. Secretary, that we're about to stumble into a war.
So the good news is we are acting with wisdom. It's wisdom to have withdrawn from the JCPOA, which was going to put Iran on the path to a nuclear weapon. And President Trump is determined not to let that happen. And so we have conducted our Middle East strategy and our work with Iran to say, nope, you can't conduct assassination campaigns in Europe. You can't conduct terror efforts from all across the Middle East. You're not going to build out a nuclear weapons program. And we've put in place a set of sanctions that have denied the Iranian regime wealth. And we can see that that is working. Hezbollah has less money. Some of the proxy forces have fewer resources. The Iranian leadership is having to make difficult choices about how to spend its now limited money. The previous administration wrote them a big check, sent across a pile of cash, and then opened up the Iranian economy so they could continue to grow their terror campaign all across the world. We'll never let that
happen. We withdrew the deal, but we don't have a new deal in place. And people are saying that the sanctions are actually hurting the Iranian people. What do you say to that?
The Iranian people know that the terror campaign, the revolutionary campaign that their leaders are undertaking, isn't in their best interest. And I hope that the Iranian people work to change the behavior of the Iranian regime. Ultimately, they'll have to make that decision. And we're very hopeful that they will see a pathway clear such that this behavior where Iran acts outside the normal course of what ordinary countries do, and they'll get their leadership to conform to what's best for the Iranian people.
I know you can't give details, but can you say if there are back channel talks going on right now?
I just don't want to talk about it. It shouldn't take read anything.
I don't want details. I just said, are they going on?
You shouldn't read anything into that. I'd say that whether there were or weren't. We just simply don't talk about those things in this administration.
That was pretty good, but boy, she was trying to, and that's what Gail always does. She's always trying to get some make news with the with the person. She's constantly playing that game,
doing her job in that regard.
Well, I just don't like that. Yeah, you don't have to give us the details. Just tell us if there are any back channel stuff going on there.
Tell us, come on. You know, don't nothing big, but please make it big.
Yeah. Okay, so Mike Pompeo is going to now address Hong Kong and China.
Can we take a look at the protests in Hong Kong now in its 11th straight week? Mm-hmm. Extraordinary pictures coming from Hong Kong. You know, there were violent protests at the airport, and now it's very peaceful, but very big, over a million people in the streets. Does the Trump administration support the protesters in Hong Kong?
President Trump captured this, I think, perfectly across the weekend when he said, we support democracy, we support liberty. We very much want to make sure that those folks who have the desire in their hearts to protest, to speak out on behalf of their own freedom, their own liberty, can do so. They should do so in a peaceful way. And the Chinese government should respect their right to speak out in the way that they're speaking.
I heard him say he did not want to see a Tiananmen Square and that this could have an effect on the trade talks in China. Is it?
Well, look, I think it's important to understand that China needs to fulfill its promises. One of the challenges of the trade deal is you have to make sure that China actually lives up to the commitments it would make. And Hong Kong, the Chinese government made a promise. It has a central understanding that there would be one country, two systems, and they need to live up to that promise on behalf of the people of Hong Kong. We hope that they'll do that. We hope they'll fulfill their promise not to militarize the South China Sea. This is about China actually living up to the commitments that China made.
He's good. He is really good. Gives me a lot of confidence with it that Trump's got someone like that in such an important position. Think of him compared to Tillerson.
Oh, yeah. Rex was... I had high hopes for Rex Tillerson, and I'll admit that. I thought he might be a good pick, people he knew from his time at Exxon. But in terms of a communicator, Rex was miserable. Not good at all.
Really?
Whereas Pompeo just seems constantly on top of it. And the fact that he moved from CIA into State Department, I think, was a huge benefit to him and to the administration as a whole. He kind of understood how the intelligence community worked and could work hand-in-hand with them now doing diplomacy.
Well, he kind of gets, again, back into his personality here. And so now he's going to be talking about the North Korea situation.
When last we saw the president and Kim Jong-un, they were standing together in the demilitarized zone, first time that has happened. And we keep hearing that there's going to be another summit. What are the talks? How are the talks going on that? And do you trust Kim Jong-un?
So Special Representative Biegun, who leads the negotiation effort on behalf of the United States, is actually in the region today, tomorrow. I think he was there yesterday as well. We haven't gotten back to the table as quickly as we would have hoped, but we've been pretty clear all along. We know there'll be bumps along the way.
They're testing short-term missiles.
They have fired short-range ballistic missiles.
That concern you?
This is true. Yes, I wish that they would not.
Yeah.
But in the end, Chairman Kim made a commitment to President Trump in Singapore in June of last year, where he said that he was prepared to denuclearize. Our team's effort at the State Department is to deliver that on behalf of the American people. President Trump's focus is exactly that, to keep the American people safe. And if we are successful, if we denuclearize Korea, the world, and I'll be at the UN Security Council this afternoon.
Yes.
These are UN Security Council resolutions that are putting the boundaries to what North Korea can do. These are a global sanctions regime, and we hope Chairman Kim will come to the table and get a better outcome. It'll be better for the North Korean people. It'll be better for the world.
This guy's really spot on. And he seems to be doing more of these kind of ABC, NBC, CBS kind of pieces that are out there.
And he's the type of guy, I don't care what your ideology is, he's the type of guy that you want in geopolitics. You want brilliant people that can analyze things quickly, build up good relationships, because geopolitics and foreign policy in the day it can be largely a shot in the dark. You do the best you can. Like, nobody knows, maybe other than Kim Jong-un himself, what's going to happen with North Korea. And so you have to put your best foot forward and try to negotiate him down to that best possible position. It's not like, you know, it's obviously not any paint-by-number foreign policy. So I like, as much as I might disagree with Pompeo on certain little policies, I think he's as a man, is a great person.
Smart guy. He knows his stuff. I agree with you that move from CIA to Secretary of State was a brilliant choice. And, you know, the administration just feels so much different by not having Tillerson there and also not having Mattis there, too, because right. I think that's changed. I think the Taliban stuff, now that I trust the Taliban, using Dr. Sorensen's brain trust with that, but it's... at least he seems to be trying to move in the right direction here. Let me go to a break, then we'll finish up with Mike Pompeo right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You're the best thing that I've ever found.
Who's having 29228? That's where we are.
Situation's tolerable, but baby, you're adorable.
These next two clips are kind of interesting. Pompeo's going to be asked about his relationship with Trump, and there was a long piece on him in The New Yorker that talks about, you know, a never-Trumper to being a Trumpster, Trump whisperer. Let's listen into this.
You are the cover story in the New Yorker, 21 pages devoted to you, called Secretary of Trump. And it's interesting because it takes the evolution of you, Mike Pompeo, who grew up in Orange County, who I was surprised to see you like AC/DC.
My younger days.
I did not see that coming.
I still like them today.
They call you, you've been called an old-fashioned American. Your dogs, golden retrievers, are named after generals. General
Sherman and Patton are the last two.
Sherman and Patton. But the point I'm making is that people that know you and love you and support you say, look, this is a guy who loves his country. And I think people are surprised to see the evolution of where you were in the beginning in 2016 when you supported Marco Rubio and at one point said it's time to turn the lights down on the circus to the Donald Trump campaign, to now being very closely aligned with Donald Trump. Somebody said, you know, he actually gets Donald Trump. What is it that you get about Donald Trump that others don't?
He cares deeply about America. And in the world that I've worked, I worked for him first as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, now as the Secretary of State. He wants to see the American people secure. He wants to grow our economy. He wants better lives for them. I see that. I have had lots of chances to engage with him.
You see it now, though. In the beginning, you said authoritarian, trying to turn the time to turn the lights out in the circus. I'm curious because they say about you, you are very patriotic. You get this question. You get this country. You know, the president is not always accused of telling the truth. He's very loose with his tweets. It seems to be opposite of how you run your life.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the privilege of working for President Trump. You know, the comments from back in 2016, it was a tough political campaign, and when I'm on your team, yeah, I am all in, as I was. And when my candidate left, I was all in for President Trump then as well, and I'm in for America today.
See, I like that. He's a player. And he gets Trump, and he didn't criticize him. I really enjoy working with the president. And I think that you're going to hear in this next clip that he and the president disagree about things, but they'll have a conversation about it. But then once they agree on what they're going to do, he goes and does it. He's a soldier, that West Point training and that Harvard background. You get those two things connected together, and you get a Mike Pompeo, which is very good for America. Let's listen to this last piece.
You have a lot of support, Mr. Secretary. They say the State Department morale is better under your watch. People feel good about what they do, but you've got critics. One former American ambassador who shall not be named, this is delicate, describes you like a heat-seeking missile for Trump's bottom, except he used the other word. When you hear stuff like that to compare how you are with this president, what do you think?
I find it language offensive, and I find the statement ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
I work hard. I work hard for the President of the United States, who was constitutionally elected. He is my leader. My task is to share with him the best information. If we disagree, my duty is to go share with him our disagreements. I do that with great frequency. But when he makes a decision, and it's legal, it is my task to go execute that with all the energy and power that I have.
If he wins a second term, will you continue to be Secretary of State? You know, there are calls for you to run for Senate in Kansas. Don't expect you to say, yes, I'm going to run here, Gail. But if he wins again, do you want to be Secretary of State?
I would love to serve for him just as long as I can. It's a great opportunity to get to lead this organization, 70,000 plus great Americans who are out there all across the world taking real risks for themselves and their families, and delivering good, solid American diplomacy everywhere they are.
Now, that's a patriot there. That is a patriot. He loves his job. He loves his country. He loves what he's doing, and he owns it. And that is just outstanding. If we had so many more like that, I think you would have a completely different viewpoint of that. I think Kudlow's another one that, from the cuss that we did from him yesterday, he's the guy that he and Trump had known each other before, but he didn't necessarily buy into the Trump philosophy of things. And now he's got it. I think Mike Pompeo was the same way. I don't think Pompeo necessarily bought into what Trump was saying, but now he gets it. He understands exactly what the art of the deal and applying that to diplomacy. And when you look at it, he has really done a remarkable job. Everybody said, well, you haven't really gotten a deal with North Korea. Well, North Korea has changed its behavior, and that's what you wanted it to do. It changed its behavior drastically. And that is fruit of that effort on Donald Trump's part. But will the media give him credit for that? No way. See how much time we have here. We got plenty of time for this. Epstein's estate is being sued. We'll pick that up. But have seen Sestatus being sued. Interestingly enough, he wrote a new will a couple of days before he actually killed himself. Do I have enough time to take Rodney? Let's take Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, how are y'all today?
Very good, my friend, and you?
I'm doing fine. Well, first thing I want to mention, Dan, is I just signed another check and sent it out to Donald Trump for his campaign.
All right.
Yes, sir. I encourage all Americans, give what you can to Donald Trump to save America from these bunch of idiots. I want to talk about, is it the squad?
The squad,
let's make it perfectly clear. These are a bunch of racist, American-hating people I've ever seen in my life. And if they think they can run around and use reverse psychology on American people and sit there and hollering and screaming and cussing out our president, Dan, I don't think these people really know too much about America, and it shows in their actions, because I don't think they have any idea what the American people are going to do to them come Election Day.
Well, it's not going to be American people. It's going to have to be the people in their districts.
Yeah, well, it's going to be the American people who's going to come out massive amounts and put Donald Trump back in office and show them how we are in control of our country. We're not falling for their trickery. And as far as I'm concerned, Benjamin Yahoo has made the absolutely correct decision on not letting any of those people into his country. I have never heard of anyone that would let someone that hates them, hates their people, and hates their country, and comes on TV and puts on a bunch of fake crying into their country. So as far as I'm concerned, they all can wait around and keep on doing what they're doing, Dan, because I think they're doing a terrific job of reelecting my president.
Yeah, what they're really doing, and which is why the media is not covering them very much, meaning ABC, NBC, and CBS, is because they're really making a point for the other side. They think that they're damaging Trump. They think they're damaging Israel, but what they're really doing is they're damaging themselves.
Yeah, it's amazing how the dagger, they just keep pushing it in further and further. They don't realize it don't go, you don't get it out that way. You get it out the other way. They do just the opposite. They're just pushing it in deeper and deeper, and it's fascinating. But once again, I just want to emphasize to everyone that you know, our president is working very hard. He's got plans for everything. Dan, what I want to mention to you, I guess about, I don't know, maybe a month ago or so, maybe less than that, I said that Iran was in checkmate. And it kind of seems like they are. And when I see what President Trump has did with opening up the coal to pipeline and a few other
Rodney,
things here in
Rodney,
the United States.
Rodney, I want you to do something for me. I want you to hang on. I've got to go to a break. So hang on. I'm going to take you through to the top of the hour of Dan Moore Show. We'll be right back.